All right, so today we're going to try to crack the code of Overland Park, Kansas.
And all we have is this disaster restoration company's website.
Okay.
You ready for this?
You'd be surprised, really, what you can learn about a place by seeing what they're preparing for.
It's like a reverse crystal ball.
Okay.
Predicting the past and present, really, through potential disasters.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So, first thing that jumps out at me on Best Option Restoration's page, water damage.
They are really emphasizing that.
Right.
What's the story there? Are we talking torrential downpours in Overland Park or something else?
Well, think about it.
Water damage. I mean, it isn't just about rain.
Overland Park gets its share, sure.
But spring snowmelt? I mean, that could be a major culprit, too.
Plus, if they're dealing with older homes in the area,
yeah. You
know, those pipes might have stories to tell and not the happy kind.
And they mentioned thermal technology, which sounds more like a sci-fi gadget than a cleanup tool.
What's the deal with that?
It's all about speed.
Imagine, right, drying out a flooded basement in hours instead of days. That's what this tech does.
Wow.
And it's not just about aesthetics either.
Okay.
It's about preventing mold, structural damage, you name it.
This company, I mean, they know their stuff.
Makes sense.
A soggy house is nobody's idea of a good time.
Right.
But they also list fire and smoke damage.
Uh-huh.
Storms, even calling out wind specifically.
Right.
Mold remediation, the whole shebang.
Is this just like standard disaster menu, or is Overland Park particularly prone to, well, everything?
Well, it's telling, isn't it?
If we connect the dots, the common thread here is severe weather. Overland Park is right in the thick of it, geographically speaking, so they're prepared for whatever Mother Nature throws at them.
Hold on, rolling back to wind damage for a sec.
We're talking Kansas here.
Right.
Tornadoes, right?
Tornadoes, hail, straight line winds.
It's all possible there.
But then they also mention things like being OSHA compliant and having a good relationship with first responders.
Is that just marketing fluff, or is there something more to it?
It's reassurance, pure and simple.
This company knows that when disaster strikes,
yeah,
it's not just about fixing the damage.
It's about navigating the chaos.
Direct insurance billing, working alongside emergency services.
It all adds up to making a stressful situation a little less overwhelming.
So they're not just cleaning up messes, they're like disaster whisperers.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Calming panicked homeowners, dealing with insurance companies, the whole nine yards.
It's all connected.
By understanding the services a company like this provides,
yeah,
we get a glimpse into the challenges and anxieties faced by the people they serve.
It's about restoring more than just property. It's about restoring peace of mind.
And speaking of restoring things,
they also mentioned contents cleaning.
Right.
Not just fixing the house,
but meticulously cleaning and restoring what's inside.
What's the significance of that, you think?
You know, it makes you think about what people in Overland Park hold dear.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about just tidying up after a bit of flooding.
Right.
This is salvage. Like, they're rescuing memories along with furniture.
It speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's an emotional core to this service, I think.
It suggests a community that values its history, its keepsakes,
yeah,
the things that make a house a home.
And it's interesting because they make it a point to mention they're locally owned and operated.
No faceless call centers, always someone local, is what they said.
Yeah.
How does that play into, say, a situation where your basement full of vintage baseball cards just took a swim?
Trust.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
In a tight-knit community like Overland Park seems to be,
reputation is everything.
This company is banking on the fact that their track record,
yeah,
their local roots,
will matter to people.
It's that neighborly reassurance that your grandma's antique china is in good hands.
So it's not just about technical expertise. It's about understanding the emotional weight of what they're handling.
It is.
That local touch probably goes a long way.
But they also mention commercial and large loss services.
Right.
Does that change our picture of Overland Park at all?
It adds another dimension,
yeah,
by offering these services.
Yeah.
They're hinting at the economic landscape of Overland Park.
It tells us that it's not just a collection of homes,
but a place where businesses, maybe even larger institutions, are also susceptible to these same risks.
Okay, so now we're imagining office buildings, maybe that charming little downtown area they probably have,
uh-huh,
all vulnerable to the same wind, rain, and whatever else might come their way.
And remember their emphasis on direct billing for insurance.
Oh, right.
That's crucial for businesses where time really is money.
The faster they can get back on their feet after a disaster, the better.
Yeah.
This company understands that urgency.
So by understanding the needs of Overland Park businesses, we're also understanding the economic rhythm of the city.
Yeah.
This is like a crash course in Overland Park. all through a disaster recovery lens.
It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of things.
This company's services, even their marketing copy, become a window into the life and potential vulnerabilities of an entire community.
You know, I just noticed they list out all the specific towns they serve, not just Overland Park.
Right.
It's like they're saying, hey, Leywood, we see you too. And Miriam, Shawnee, we've got your back when the unexpected happens.
It reinforces that idea of shared risk, doesn't it?
It does.
They're building a sense of community and trust across a wider area.
And from a practical standpoint,
yeah,
they're also signaling their familiarity with the unique challenges of that entire region.
Right.
They're not just a company.
They're part of the fabric of Overland Park and its surrounding areas.
Okay. So we've covered water, wind, even the human element of disaster recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing they mentioned that we haven't really dug into yet, mold.
Why dedicate a whole section to that, you think? What's the story there?
Mold is the silent stalker, really, of the disaster world.
It thrives in the damp aftermath of, say, a burst pipe or heavy flooding,
right,
which we know could be a factor in Overland Park.
Ah, so that thermal technology they were so proud of.
Right.
It's not just about drying things out quickly.
It's about getting ahead of the mold game.
Precisely.
Mold, I mean, it doesn't care about your new drywall, you know.
It's an opportunist.
Okay.
This company knows that to truly restore a home,
yeah,
you have to address both the visible damage and the potential for hidden problems down the line.
And mold isn't just about aesthetics, right?
No.
There's the health aspect, too, which can be a whole other can of worms.
Absolutely.
By calling it out specifically, they're sending a message to homeowners.
Don't ignore that musty smell. We're here to help you breathe easy again.
Right.
It adds another layer of complexity to their services.
And by extension, our understanding of Overland Park's potential challenges.
This is way more interesting than I thought a restoration company website would be.
But it makes you think, right?
Yeah.
If we did this with other companies.
In other cities?
Mm-hmm.
We'd uncover a whole map of vulnerabilities and resiliences all hidden in plain sight.
It's a fascinating way of looking at the world, isn't it?
It is.
Every region has its own unique set of risks and rewards.
And the businesses that thrive there become, in a way, experts in those nuances.
Mm. Okay, so we've gone deep on Overland Park, all thanks to this best option restoration crew.
But before we wrap up, what's the takeaway for our listener? You listening to this, wherever you are, why should you care about all this?
It's about being aware, isn't it?
We get so caught up in our daily lives that we forget that the unexpected can and does happen.
Right.
This company's whole business model is built around that fact.
But they're not just saying be scared. They're saying be prepared. We've got your back.
Right. It's almost comforting in a weird way.
Like, yeah, disasters might be lurking around the corner.
Yeah.
But at least someone's ready to deal with them.
And that's the key, isn't it?
Being prepared.
It's not about living in fear. It's about taking a moment to think, what if?
What if a pipe bursts? What if a storm hits?
Do I know what to do? Who to call?
You know what? You're making me realize I need to update my emergency kit.
And maybe finally memorize my landlord's insurance info.
But here's a thought.
This company is all about restoring things to how they were before.
Right.
What if we saw disasters as a chance to not just rebuild, but rebuild better?
Now there's a powerful idea.
It's not just about bouncing back.
Right.
It's about using those moments of disruption to create something more resilient, more sustainable,
yeah,
more in tune with the challenges we know are coming.
So it's less about going back to normal and more about using those what-if moments as a springboard for something even better.
All right, listeners. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling strangely inspired right now.
Time to dig out those emergency numbers and maybe invest in some weatherproofing.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and maybe just a little bit prepared for anything.